Okay, I did something today for the first time, and I'm traumatized by it. I don't ever want to do it again. I went to the laundromat. My name is Chris Johnson. I've never had to go to a fucking laundromat before, ever. But I had some big stuff to do. I had like sheets and comforters and like fucking big time blankets and shit. They're not going to fit in the fucking shitty washers and dryers that they have here at the fucking apartment complex that I live at. And you might be wondering, well, why was the laundromat so shitty? Was it because of the clientele? Nah, they were pretty scummy and dumb, but they were relatively harmless. Was it the attendant? Nah, she was fine. She helped me get the coins out of the machine that got stuck. She was very polite as well. It was a clean place. It was fine. There was nothing really wrong with the laundromat in terms of appearance. Here's what went wrong, though. I had a lot of shit, so I needed two washers to do it. I used, like, one fucking industrial washer and then, like, another one. So I got stuff in two places. I'm examining the washers before I put my stuff in. I don't want to mix my clothes with anybody else's clothes. It's terrifying for me. I know it's being washed in there. I just don't want my shit mixed up. I'm obsessive compulsive. I'm really weirded out by that bullshit. I'm a fucking germaphobe. Once again, I know I'm washing it in there, but I don't want to mix the clothes together. I don't want to do that. So I looked. Washers empty. Both washers empty. I put my stuff in both. I wash them. I'm doing the washing cycle. And here's where the problem comes in. I get done with the one load. I start to unload the shit out of the washer. You know what the first thing I grabbed was? The first fucking thing I grabbed? A pair of white panties. I'm telling you right now, they're not mine. I don't fucking wear those. Where the fuck did these come from? And these are enormous. These are granny panties. These are fucking bloomers. Do me a favor too, by the way. Look up bloomers on Urban Dictionary. It's sensational. It's absolutely sensational. Definition 4 is the one we're going for here. According to Urban Dictionary, bloomers, big old grandma panties, aka period panties. That's what we're talking about here. I mean, Jesus motherfucking Christ, if I took a string and attached it to these, I could fly it like a fucking kite outside. And they're a size 6. Is anybody out there a size 6? Are these your panties that are mixed in with my bullshit? Here's the problem. Here's the question. Where the fuck did they come from? I was cleaning like blankets and sheets and shit. That fucking pair of panties was like in my sheets. How the fuck does that happen? If they were mixed up with my sheets, that meant I was sleeping on those. Somewhere? Were they in my pillowcase? Were they between the sheets? God damn it! Where the fuck did these panties come from? And then, like, I found them. Like I said, it was the first thing I grabbed. It was the first thing I grabbed out of the washer, and I'm just, like, holding them in my hand, like, what the fuck is this? And I'm, like, looking around, like, who's seeing this? Is anybody looking at me right now? Is anybody staring at me right now as I'm fucking unfolding this fucking pair of granny panties, and I'm just, like, staring at it like it was the fucking solar eclipse from this past summer. I got the fucking eclipse glasses on. I'm staring straight into the fucking sun in the form of disgusting white panties that don't belong to me, and I don't know what to do. I don't want anybody to see them, so I just, like, threw them in a basket. Ah! Just tossed them in there, and I threw all the other fucking blankets and shit, like, on top of it. Like, just bury that shit right down to the goddamn bottom. I can't have anybody seeing that shit. But then, like, it's at the bottom. Like, I gotta dry them. What am I gonna do? Just walk over and throw those out? What the fuck would that look like? I do a load of laundry, and I'm just, like, throwing a pair of panties out. Like, where would I get those? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody sees me walking around with a pair of big white fucking panties. They think, like, either they're, like, yours, like they're mine, and I just fucking wear them on the fucking side. But I don't even know what a size 6 is, by the way. Ladies, side note, what the fuck are your sizes? Can you explain your fucking size charts to me? They're all fucking numbers. I remember this when I was married. Like, the wife would be like, well, I'm a size 8. I don't know what the fuck that means. You know, dudes are dumb, but at least, like, the sizes make sense. Like, if you buy a pair of pants that are 38, it means it's a fucking 38 waist. Ladies, why do you have just numbers? What is that? Who just decided one day, like, you know what? We can't trust you ladies to buy clothes based on the size of your waist, so we're just going to give it an arbitrary number. 30-inch waist is now a size 10. Is it? I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Don't tell me. But I'm just saying, sizes make no fucking sense. But back to the fucking laundromat. I can't be walking around with a pair of panties in my hand. I can't throw them out. This just looks bad. So I dried them, and then I kept hoping that, like, maybe they would just burn up in there. You know, like, spontaneously combust. Or, like, you know, the magician paper, when you light it, just fucking disappears. Like, ah, you vanished something. I hoped it would vanish. But it didn't vanish, and I dried them, and now I got them home right here. I got them home, and I'm staring at them on the ground. It's almost like roadkill from the street. Like, I don't want to touch it, so I just, like, poke it with a stick every now and then. See if it moves. See if it kind of gets up and walks the fuck out of here. Those have been on probably an old vagina or a prudish vagina. They've been on a vagina somewhere, and I don't want my fucking hands touching them. I made sure just to pick them up, like, by the elastic. I don't want to get too close. Is this what happens at the laundromat? Does anybody go to the laundromat often? Can you tell me if this is what happens all the time? Like, if I go there again, am I going to find a pair of panties in there? But like I said, I think it was mixed up with my clothes. I think that shit was mixed up in my clothes already. How many more panties do I got lying around this apartment? I gotta go through all my fucking clothes now, see if there's any fucking stray bloomers? I'm a mess right now. I'm a fucking mess. I don't know what to do. Does anybody want them? Anybody need a pair of size 6 bloomers? Act fast, because they're going right in the trash. As soon as I get the bravery, or I don't even know what word I'm looking for here, I'm off kilter. But that's it. I'll be back. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, and hopefully, when I speak with you again, there's going to be no stray grannies lying around my apartment. But Sundays and Wednesdays are the new episode days. You can also catch me on Google Play. You can catch me on Apple Podcasts. You can follow every episode on Podbean. Either go to the website or the app. Every fucking episode is there. Follow me on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. Maybe I'll put a picture of this shit up or a video of me being disgusted with them. Twitter, @JohnsonHateYou. And you can follow the podcast on my Facebook timeline as well.